Bernadetta, your life is inextricably connected with Anne of Green Gables, and I'm sure you can tell us about the beginning of this connection.
It all started many years ago, some 37 to be exact, when my older cousin asked if I liked reading books. When he heard that I did, he suggested this amazing book that he thought I might like. It was Anne of Green Gables, Ania Zielonego Wzgórza in Polish, by Ella Montgomery. I was just starting elementary school in Poland, which back then was still in the Eastern Bloc. The martial law had been just introduced, and everything was rationed. So in Ella Montgomery's books, I found an escape, a more colorful life than the one I was living in Poland. Reading Anne made me fall in love with Prince Edward Island, this distant island in Canada I knew absolutely nothing about other than what I read in the books. I hoped that one day I would be able to visit this island, but not many people believed that it would happen. I think when I was around 17 years old, I doubted that myself. I thought that, you know, those were childhood dreams, and they were nice as dreams, but it would never happen in reality. I think, you know, I was just about to turn 18, and, you know, you were supposed to be an adult with the attitude towards life that you have to go to university, graduate, start working, start family, and it's not time to have childhood dreams fulfilled. In 1999, I was actually just visiting the States. And when my future husband said, oh, why don't we go to Niagara Falls? I said, oh, it's Canada. Yeah, let's go. And I remember talking to people there and telling them all about my love for Anne of Green Gables. But they would say, oh, but it's so far from here. I knew it was far, but I was in Canada. I was closer to Anne. It was a funny story because I didn't have the Canadian visa back then. And they let me in. Twice it happened in my life that without a visa, I was let into Canada. So I think it was just my love for Anne that worked. Miracle. So in 2000, I moved to the States. I married an American with a Polish name, third generation, but doesn't speak Polish. So I got much closer to Canada. But, you know, it was adult life. Then finally, around 2005, I decided next year I definitely want to do it. I was a little worried. I thought that the island may disappoint me a little. You know, I was an adult and I've done different things by then, but I still wanted to do it. And I'm very glad I did. In 2006, we did go to PEI for the first time. At that point, I obviously thought it was the only time, because if you have a childhood dream, you're supposed to fulfill it, but why would you return? So I went and it was perfect. I walked the red dirt roads and the red sand beaches, and I visited Green Gables. I remember crying at Green Gables. I remember being ready at 6 a.m. because we came very late the previous day, and we were staying very close to Green Gables. I remember my husband sleeping and me being all dressed and ready to explore at 6 a.m. But they opened at 9, so I had to wait for 3 hours. But we did go, and it was just amazing, you know. I think there is something very exciting when you fulfill your dreams. You can obviously vacation in different places, and it's beautiful most of the time, you know, that's how you choose your vacations. But when you have this connection with something that you remember from your childhood, it's just like, it's a different level of experience. So I was just like in a dream for those few days we were here, and I left. I had tons of photos. I wrote on the beach of PEI National Park, Wyspa Księcia Edwarda, which is Prince Edward Island in Polish, with the red stones, took pictures of that. I thought that was it. But it wasn't. 6 years later, somebody asked me for the pictures. And when I was looking at them, I just felt this longing for the island, because I remembered how beautiful it was. And I knew I saw all the places, but something was telling me that I need to return. 5 days later, we were actually on our way. And my husband, my four-year-old daughter, we all decided to give it another chance, and we all fell in love with the island. I remember we were crying on the Confederation Bridge when we were leaving And we decided that the following year we would be back. And we were returning every year after 2012 until 2016, when I don't know how that happened, but stars magically aligned and we were told about this amazing property right on the Lake of Shining Waters, which obviously is described in the books. And we ended up purchasing a home that we call the Blue Moon, because things like that don't happen, you know, to normal people. And it happened to us. We now own a home and can spend every summer on PEI. So we got the house on the land that used to belong to Lucy Maud Montgomery's grandfathers. It was quite extraordinary because we were told about this property by Robert Montgomery, her relative, and he is obviously an islander. Islanders are not that warm when it comes to people from away. They actually have a name for people who come to the island. Of course, there are tourists, but if you are on the island and you're not born on the island, you come from away.
And so they call them come from away.
Yes, come from away. They don't trust those people as much as they trust islanders. So when Robert told me that this house will be for sale, I was very surprised, because the land is owned by two families here. It's either the Montgomerys, obviously, the relatives, and then the Campbells, who are also relatives. Lucy Maud Montgomery's mother's sister married a Campbell. So there is a pond in between, and on one side you have Montgomery's, and on the other side you have the Campbells. And here I am with my Polish name, Maleski, right in the middle, and I feel like Rachel Lind, who has the best view, can watch Ingleside on one side, and then Silver Bush and the Anne of Green Gables Museum across the lake.
The fascination, obviously, is not only yours, right? I mean, yours probably is very special and very strong.
But not unique, you know? I was very surprised to learn about that, because when I was reading Anne of Green Gables in my little town in Poland, I thought there couldn't be another person reading somewhere in the world and being so fascinated with the story. But I was very wrong, because apparently in Japan, Italy, Germany, England, you know, everybody was reading as well.
And I often think about it. I'm just imagining those little girls, because it's mostly girls, not only, but girls, and especially in those places all over the world, reading the same book in different languages. And the book has been translated into how many languages?
It's over 35 right now.
Here we go. So what do you think, Bernadetta, as a real expert in Anne of Green Gables, because you have obviously become a great expert, what is it that fascinates so many people all over the world? I mean, there's so many books for young girls or for young people. What is it?
Well, I was really thinking a lot about this phenomenon. I think Montgomery was quite a genius. She wrote her books in such a way that we all thought that she wrote just for us, because of her style of writing and appeals to every reader individually. What Anne means to me, it's not the same what she means to a Japanese girl or a Korean girl, but we all take from the story what we need. It was very easy to become a silent hero of Montgomery's books. You knew you were not a main character, but maybe a neighbor, maybe Anne's classmate at Avonlea School. And the descriptions that you find in the books kind of speak to some sort of longing that we have for a simple world of responsibility, a world of everyday pleasures structured around the seasons. And even though life was certainly more difficult back then, at the same time, I think it was less confusing, and nature played a significant role. And we all kind of need that connection with nature. Other than that, all those lessons that Anne taught us. She taught us how to be a great and a loyal friend, right? She taught us how to deal with rejection. She taught me to have big dreams, even though I was 7 years old in communist Poland that really was not letting people out of the country. And I had a dream to go and visit PEI. Also, Anne taught me how to find beauty in everyday life. So she made our lives more colorful. She became our friend. She was our kindred spirit. Someone who was always there for me. I noticed that for many people, she was the only friend they had.
You now spend so much time on Prince Edward Island. To what extent Anne is part of its culture? How do the people who live there feel about it? Are they happy with it? Of course, it brings tourism. It brings thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. But what is the real feeling for Anne in among people who live there permanently?
Well, so this is a very interesting question, and it is quite surprising for someone who made the literary pilgrimage to PEI to learn that many islanders have never read the books, and some PEI National Park employees who work at Green Gables are not familiar with the story. Also, some relatives admit that they never read any book by Ellen Montgomery. This is something she actually was struggling with throughout her life, that she didn't feel very appreciated by her own family. The words, you don't want to me because I'm not a boy, they couldn't be the other way around. It couldn't be a story about a boy who would say, you don't want me because I'm not a girl. This was the feeling that Maud had throughout her life. She always competed with her male cousins for attention. She always was considered much lower than anybody else. Let's say, you know, a girl has to do 100% probably more than a boy to be noticed. And this was the story of her life. And surprisingly, it almost is still present here on the island, appreciated all over the world, but not quite on the island. Of course, there are many people who have some connection with Anne because tourism is a very important industry on PEI. So throughout people's lives, they may end up working at the gift shop or at the restaurant. And because of Anne, there are tourists here on the island. So these people oftentimes are grateful for Anne's influence and Maud's writing. But a lot of people are not thrilled by her. They don't think she was so amazing. And this is very surprising to me.
You fulfilled your dream, but you have gone much beyond. You have been a guide. People have visited your place. You have become like an ambassador of Anne of Green Gables. What do you do to promote her?
When I went to PEI in 2013, right before that trip, I figured this was going to be my third time. And I obviously had seen all the important places by then, but how to make it special? I figured I would start blogging about it. My idea of the blog was just to do a few posts so people can see all the places, you know, if they Google, and maybe they'll get inspired to go and see the island. So 2013, right before the trip, I started blogging kind of as an idea, a blog for friends who then won't have to ask me for more pictures. And then I don't know, it's my blog will be 5 years old on August 20th. And it just kind of started living its own life. Because of the blog, you know, next trips were more interesting because before that I would enter, let's say, the birthplace of Ella Montgomery or Silver Bush, which is the Anne of Green Gables Museum, and I would be a tourist. Because of the blog, I became brave and I said, I blog about my trips to PEI. Is there anything interesting you'd like to tell me about this place that I tell other people? So that really created interesting situations for me. And I feel like the blog gave me more in return because I was treated differently and I got to experience things I wouldn't have otherwise.
So that has become your mission in a way, right? I mean, you are an expert. Do you find that there are people around the world who are like you?
Oh, yes. A lot of people like me. There are people actually on the island who came from Japan, who came from Korea, who actually now also, you know, help other people from their countries to come and see the island, who have some little businesses on the island. There's something about Anne that you know, we all feel this huge passion for. I really find this world of Anne, it's filled with kindred spirits. You know, we all think about each other this way. And also thinking back in Poland, you know, every now and then you would tell someone, oh, I love Anne of Green Gables. You would connect right away. And I think that's the wonderful thing that Anne keeps giving us. You know, my days here are so amazing. Sometimes I wake up, I think, oh, it's going to rain. I'm going to have a boring day. And then here, 2 hours later, a knock on the door, and there's a lady from the consulate in Toronto, from Polish consulate, because she is with a Polish writer, you know, on the island, and they came across my blog and they wanted to visit. I never know how my day is going to be. And when my sister was visiting from Poland, and I would always tell her, you know, when you visit or when you send something, make sure you send me some Polish sweets, because I have to be prepared.
Do they trust you now? Are you now come away, or you're not a come away anymore?
I think I will always be someone who comes from away. I don't think they're capable of seeing me as an islander, but I created a new definition for myself. It's an islander at heart. And I think they appreciate everything that I'm doing. I think they appreciate the blogging, the interest, the more and more Polish people who come to visit the island. And I definitely feel a part of the community here. I can count on my neighbors. So that's something that I feel is quite amazing.
Well, and then there is Nadia. Nadia, who is your daughter, who was 4 years old when she first came to PEI. She became a writer. How old is she now?
She's 10 years old.
Is she fascinated with Anne of Green Gables herself?
Let me start by saying that she was supposed to be called Anne, but because I did not want the Polish Anna, because I don't like the English pronunciation of this name, I settled and I decided Nadia. So obviously Anne was present. So she got exposed to this story around the time we visited, and she was 4 years old. In our household, we always paid a lot of attention to reading, but it was quite amazing that, you know, when she was seven, she started writing, and she was working on two books, and then she was just about to turn nine. She was taking a bath, and she got up and she said, I have an idea for a new story. And that actually ended up a story that she finished. It's a book. It's called Rachel's Journal, and she published it, and we're very proud of her. She is interested in the books written by Ella Montgomery. I wouldn't say Anne is her favorite character. Her favorite character is Jane of Lantern Hill, and she says that she is very much like Pat of Silver Bush, because Pat didn't like change and Nadia doesn't like change. I don't know, she's an old soul. I think she has some understanding of, you know, not wanting to grow up, that wanting to be young, and every birthday is a problem for her that she's getting older. So she really understands when Pat says that she doesn't like change. She gets inspired by Montgomery's writing. Montgomery never thought she would write a bestseller, but she spent a lot of time learning how to write and perfecting her skills. And I think in that respect, when Nadia started writing short stories, she wanted to read short stories by Ella Montgomery, you know, how to built a story. So even though Nadia is not as fascinated with Anne as she is maybe with Jane of Lantern Hill, sometimes she gets a chance to play Anne at the Anne of Green Gables Museum. We are very fortunate that Pam Campbell, who runs the museum, offered this job to Nadia. And this is something that all those years ago, I don't think I could even imagine that sometime in the future, my daughter will be playing Anne Shirley on Prince Edward Island.